Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Mart, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just making it here to Portage Northern High School. Any Concord fans who may be also making the drive up I-94 West, maybe ran into the same roadblocks as us. Slow up near Firekeeper's Casino and then an accident, but here we are just in time as they bump the game up by about a half an hour start time. Doesn't hurt my feelings. Get home a little earlier, and who knows? We'll know whether or not Concord's going to the Breslin Center a little bit earlier too, Brian, and that means whether or not we're going to the Breslin Center on Thursday. The final team from Jackson still playing in this tournament is the Concord Yellow Jackets, and they got an opponent here in Colon that looks like they might be up to the challenge. So I think we're in for a classic here tonight, Brian.
I thought we'd be in for a classic, but then I realized they're the Colon Magi, Steve, and frankly, I'm not afraid of the Magi.
I don't know. You know, it's weird for a school to be named with your modified adjusted gross income, but it's...
I'm guessing it's something different than that, but yeah, you're right.
I've been reading in a little bit of history here in the couple minutes we had to get suited, but we're ready to go as Concord shows up here 22-4 on the year, including wins over Coldwater, Pansophia, Litchfield, Hillsdale Academy, and Petersburg Summerfield in the tournament to get them here. And behind a couple of thousand-point scorers in Jet Smith and Connor Stevens. Connor also the all-time leading rebounder in Concord school history.
Well, I will tell you this. I said I'm not afraid of the Magi. Somebody I would be a little nervous about, though, is Dalton Williams. You talked about the thousand-point duo. Dalton's up in the 1,700 range now. And when you start getting over anything over 1,200, that's saying so. You get to 1,700, you put some points on the board in your career. So, that's a score. Six foot four as well.
Yeah, so we got some scoring matchup here between the two. Definitely some point totals that could get up there. 80 and 85, a couple of point totals that Concord's reached in the postseason. And Colon, 54, 54, 50, and 49. So they've been in more battle territory. Brian, I was able to find some common opponents for both of these teams.
That's good digging.
Union City, Concord, of course, plays them twice a year in the Big 8. Concord beat them twice, 53-36 and 65-59. Colon played them, beat them 49-40. Both teams played Homer. 72-28 win for Concord, 80-73 win for... But Homer in week one versus Homer later in the year, very different. They really came into their own a little bit more. Then you've got Reading, 73-53 and 72-36, the wins for Concord, 71-29, the win for the Magi. So I think we're at a spot here where all that showed me was they all beat the same opponents, and I didn't glean anything off of it except to say I think this matchup can be good. I think one of the cool things for Colon is that they finished behind Mendon in the regular season standings. So they were second in their league, but the second game of the playoffs, they beat Mendon 54-47. So they overcame a very good Mendon team to get here, 50-43 over New Buffalo, and then 49-40 over Battle Creek St. Phillips. So they've been outlasting these teams and getting wins, and here we are, you know?
Yeah, well, one thing, in Division Four, when you have a specimen like Connor Stevens at 6'5", and he's strong, and little baby Stevens, too, is also big, and they have some high-risers, and sometimes you think, okay, well, they're going to dominate them height-wise, athletic-wise. This Colon team, I'm looking at their starting lineup, they go 6'5", 6'4", 6'4", in the front line, so... You know, that's a team that maybe can match up with Stevens a little bit. But, hey, you can be as tall as you want. You better be strong and good if you're going to match up with Connor Stevens. He is him, Prestis.
And, boy, we saw Jet Smith go off in the first half in that win over Petersburg Summerfield. They're definitely capable of that kind of scoring, particularly from that spot. And don't sleep on the those other guys. You know, we're talking about those two stars. Still maybe the highlight of the year, Daryl Dean Jr. catching that backdoor lob early in the first quarter of that game against Petersburg Summerfield. They've got highlight reel players. They've got athletes. They've got coaching. They're ready to go. Concord's for real.
Yeah, I liked Brady Garrett, too, and what we saw out of him. He's a little spark plug in there, and he looks, you know, he's tough. Tyler Rundle will also be starting. Everybody kind of showed us some things in the games that we've seen Concord this year.
They look prepared. They look like they know what to expect. They're not going to come out and be starstruck or awestruck. They're ready for this game. And I think it looks like the Magi are, too. Both teams look like they're in a great headspace. We'll take 3 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get the starting lineups at WKHM. Concord versus Colon for the quarterfinals at WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, just moments away from the buzzer. Let's go ahead and get the starting lineups real quick, Brian.
All right. Well, for Colon, they're going to be starting 6'5" senior Quincy Blair, 6' senior Colin Traddles, 6'1" sophomore Jeremiah West, and the 6'4" senior Brendan Morrell, and 6'4" senior Dalton Williams, who has a little connection to us.
Yeah, we have his sister Reese plays at Jackson College and is a stud over there, multi-time player of the game winner on our broadcast.
Absolutely. And the family ties. Dad scored 1,400 points, we're told here. And then for Concord, Steve, we have the 6'5" senior Connor Stevens, 5'10" senior Jet Smith, 5'9" senior Brady Garrett, 5'11" junior Daryl Dean Jr., and then the 6'2" senior Tyler Rundle.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take another two-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, it'll be tip-off time. Concord and Colon for the quarterfinals on WKHM.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Our game coverage brought to you by a number of fine sponsors. Additionally, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, Wilby Transit Mix, Kelly Express Mart, our pregame sponsor, Form Energy Drink, Screaming Freedom flavor today. Performance Auto Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment. All right, Brian, predictions?
Well, I know we looked at some scores. We haven't seen Colon in person, but you just get the feeling that when there is a team that just averages quite a few points less than the other team, can they stay up with them? Yeah. And I know that can be different. You know, it's different opponents, and you can't extrapolate everything in basketball. But you have Concord team averaging about 20 more points a game than this Colon team eyeballing. And then the question will be, can Colon score?
Yeah, and will they, you know, what do you attempt to do to slow that down? You know, sometimes you try to make the game shorter. You try to do different things. So we'll see if whatever they come out game plan-wise is effective, slowing down a high-scoring offense like Concord.
Yeah, and we know Jet Smith can get around just about anybody and create shots. And the thing is, he's going to make a fair share. But when he misses, you know, Connor Stevens is there. He was impressive as a rebounder as anybody I've seen this season.
Oh, yeah.
Not just with his size, strength, but just his nose for the ball and his work ethic.
Stevens in to jump it up, facing off against Brennan Morrell. And Stevens taps it back court, and that's grabbed by Garrett. And Concord will start their offense here. Stevens on the wing, left side, dribbles across to the top. Goes right side for Garrett. Garrett into the corner, Jet Smith's first touch. Back to Garrett at the top. Swings it left side, Dean Jr. will shoot that three. Up high, rebound, tap, and finally squeezed by the Magi. That was Colin Treffles, able to get that one pulled in into the corner, and there's an open look. No pump fake, baseline drive, elevation, and scored off the window there. And that was Quincy Blair going all the way to the rack for a bucket. 2-0 Colin right now.
Yeah, nice little shot fake by Blair. Get Stevens up in the air. He's going to have to stay on his feet on that.
Need some help defense back there as well. Garrett moving across the top, hands off to Smith. Smith into the corner, back cut for Stevens. Great feed down low. He missed the shot. A block attempt's going to draw a foul. And Stevens will shoot free throws. That was Brennan Morrell called for the foul. And Connor Stevens at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Kelly Express Mart, along with East Jackson Community Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Walmart Machine and Tool, Northwest Community Schools, as he misses the first one from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 7:08 to play first quarter. 2-0 Colon. Connor Stevens, second attempt from the line now.
And Steve, if Morrell, he's one of the ones listed at 6'4". If he's 6'4", Stevens just grew to 6'9"
right.
over the last week.
Makes the second one, and Concord's on the board. 2-1, they trail. Coming across the timeline is West for the Magi. Working right side, now crosses. And Garrett in his cookie jar almost steals that one into the corner. Skip pass across. Traffles down to the baseline for Blair. He drove from there last time. Now he'll dribble out. Gives it up to Williams out near half court.
Even with Steven's size, he's not afraid to get out there and guard the ball. We saw that last game as well.
It's a nice matchup between those two players right there. 6:31 to go. 2-1. And now a switch out there on the wing. They find Blair cutting into the basket. That's a size mismatch. Jet Smith on him, but he goes straight up. Doesn't commit a foul. Missed shot and rebound by Connor Stevens. Back the other way for the Concord Yellow Jackets is Darrell Jean Jr. Garrett looks at that three. Won't take. Dribbles across to the top. Now scoops it back to Jet Smith. He might shoot that. No, he goes off the dribble. Pulls up at the elbow. Shots up. No. Halfway down it comes out. Back the other way for Colon. Running the break. West. It was all the way down the baseline. Now we get it to Williams. Williams from the elbow. Couple up and under moves. Blocked by Stevens. And get the travel call. Exactly what Coach Gill wanted right behind the official. One too many up and under moves.
Yeah, I'm sure Williams is a good scorer, but I don't know how many times he's had someone guard him like Connor Stevens. That time, no bite on any shot fakes. Just being big and strong.
That's been something Concord's done a lot right here so far already a couple times. Guys just going down there and going straight up. Let the chips fall where they may. A near knockaway from Dean Jr. Still 2-1 Colon early. 5:32 to play first quarter. Dean gets a step down the lane, and somehow that layup doesn't go in. Rebounded by Colon.
Great take by Dean.
Here's a near knockaway. He's going to steal it. In the backcourt, a steal, and Dean slicing into the paint, and he loses it. We'll go back to Colon. Williams running down on the break into the lane, kind of put his head down, lost it on the take-up. Back the other way, Concord, right wing, Dean now drives, gets in, scores it, and a foul. Darrell Dean Jr. Great finish there with the bump. Go to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line and try to make it a three-point play.
We saw Dean Jr. in the last game get this team off to a good start offensively.
And then bring the whole Concord team down here. They're not going to even try to offensive rebound. Think they're counting on a make?
I think so.
3-2 Yellow Jackets. That one rattles out. Rebounded by Blair. Colon coming the other way. 5 minutes to play first quarter. 3-2. Battle so far. Now the team able to look like they've got a big advantage. They go to Williams at the high post. And sneak up from behind. Garrett knocks it away. It's loose. Scooped back to Williams. Feeding into the corner. Three-pointer. Got it. Big shot out of the corner there. Brennan Morrell. Excuse me. Well defended, but he knocked it down 5-3. And right now, Concord's gotten some looks. They're just not falling. They'll start to drop at some point, Brian.
Yeah, Concord looks like they can get what they want down there on the offensive end.
Garrett looking for Stevens down to the block. Now skips it across to Darrell Dean Jr. out to the top. Swinging around at the top over to the left side for Garrett. Drives off to Jet Smith. Pumps a three. Drives. Gets into the elbow. Backs out to Garrett. Swings in the corner for Dean Jr. for three, and he hit it. Great extra pass there to get the open look, and Dean Jr. knocks down a triple, and it's 6-5. Concord's up.
Dean Jr. with 5 early points.
Round to the wing. Williams forces his way down to the baseline, backs it back out. Morrell hands off, and spotting up. No, looked at the three, won't take. West gets it over to Blair on the wing. Back to West at the top. This time he spots up. Three is short. Long rebound, though. Goes back to Morrell, and Colon will keep it. Hand off to Williams in space where they can double-team him. Now he gets it out of there. Deep on the left wing. Swinging across right wing for Blair. Dean Jr. out to check him all the way out. trying to post up in the high spot, and good defense there by Garrett to knock away. Concord creates a turnover. It's Jeff Smith with the ball now for the Yellow Jackets. Drives, gets in deep, finger rolls it at the rack, and a bucket for the Yellow Jackets, and a timeout for Colon. 8-5 lead for Concord. 3:14 to play first quarter. 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. 8-5 when we come back on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Portage Northern High School, the igloo they call this place. It's a lovely arena.
Yeah, it is. Connor Stevens out of the game for a minute, and Concord's falling into a little 1-2-2 zone for this possession.
Marcus Gill Jr. into replacing Baby Stevens in there too. Working around against the zone and nearly threw that away. Williams goes and makes the catch back to Morrell. Skips into the corner. Tramples has to go up high to make the catch. Now makes a move baseline. Double team comes down there. Gets it out. Morrell, great catch, and drives in. Drops it off for Blair. He gets in deep. Now he has to give it away. Called for a travel. A physical play down there on the block. And Concord will get back possession back.
Yeah, I think Blair wanted a little foul, but I think he was just off balance a little bit.
That's what I thought, too. Just any little contact there made him feel like he was going to fall because his feet were not quite in position.
Well, Stevens got his rest. He's coming back in.
Jet Smith coming across the top. Left side, Baby Stevens catches, fires for three. That goes up high. Rebounded Williams for Colon. 2:26 to go first quarter, 8-5. The Magi trail. Blair gets a step baseline. Good help defense, though. Gets into Williams in the paint. He goes in. Elevates and scores.
Yeah, I think Dalton Williams is super happy he's not dealing with Connor Stevens right there.
8-7. 2:09 to play. Concord still up one with the ball at the top. Dean Jr. behind the back move left side for Marcus Gill Jr. Up to the top, Jet Smith. Jab step, now pull up, triple, hit it.
Oh, boy.
With Blair on him, 6'4 Blair up in his grill. Shot it over him and got nothing but the bottom. 1:50 to play. Concord's lead 11-7.
I like the little Jet Smith stare, too. Like, how are you going to deal with this, Blair?
Jet Smith guarding Blair. Looks like a mismatch, but he's had so much help if it gets down deep. They get another knockaway, and here comes Dean Jr. to the top. Jet Smith catches, fires again. Knocked to the floor, no call. Struggles to get back up. Blair's got a step on the fast break. Jet Smith does catch back up. Concord getting the hands in there, knocking it away. It's loose. Smith dives on it. No, it's I didn't even see that our guy was in, but good minutes from Trent Frazier in the last game, and he gets that turnover and a timeout for the Concord bench. And 1:20 to play. We'll stick it here on the timeout. 1:20 to play first quarter. 11-7 Concord. And they've just been able to get knockaways.
Yeah, and you know, Frazier came in for Garrett and kind of offers that same toughness. They both look like they're about the same size, 5'9", 5'10", but both willing to get on the floor. And, you know, a couple possessions ago, Colon thought they had a mismatch with Brady Garrett guarding the post, and they were going to try to get it, and he just got around him and got his hand on the ball. It led to a Concord bucket. Those are those little things that we talk about, how we like the Concord and McCollum role players, because they're the ones that aren't 1,000-point scorers, but they're more than role players. They're good ball players.
There's something about the whole team across the board. When these Concord players are on the floor, there's a confidence there that's just evident. They always look like what happened is exactly what they meant to happen, and that sets them just a little bit of mental edge, and I think they've exercised that throughout the postseason and since we've started watching. Gill Jr. now in the wing, 1:06 to play. Concord leads 11-7. Jet Smith around the screen, works over to the left side, now looks to penetrate. Picks it up, triple team. Finds a cut down to Frazier, back out to Smith at the top, catches the fires for three, and that one's off. Rebounded Gill Jr., 51 seconds. Dribbles across the top left side, Jet Smith deep on the wing. clearing it out here. We're going against Blair. Now drops it down to Stevens on the block against Williams. Boy, that matchup's pretty cool. Skip pass across to Gill Jr. Missed the shot, but another offensive rebound. This time it's Jet Smith, and we're going to get a tie-up. Possession arrow goes back with Colin. 33 seconds left for the Magi, trailing 11-7.
Well, as we stated, we haven't seen them in person, but I'm going to tell you this. They better clean up the defensive glass, because if they're giving Concord extra shots, they're in for a long evening.
Yeah. I think they're down four, and Concord has not even shot well. So if Concord starts knocking stuff down, then we'll see this shift. That lead gets bigger. Need a bucket here if you're Colin. Working around the perimeter against the zone. Back out to the top. Now in the wing and the catch and shoot. Missed. Long rebound. That's going to be some parents yelling, follow your shot. West missed. Bell had bounced right back to where he was. Concord rebounds, and they've got it in the half court. Holding for 1.7 seconds. Jet Smith. He settled for the pull-up here for a while. This time he drives up and under. Scoop. No good. And that's where we'll settle. 7-11. Colin trails after 1 60-second break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes as the second quarter begins. And Concord ball to start. It looks like the starting lineup on the floor. No, Fraser and Gill Jr. So getting some guys breathers. Leading by four with the ball. Garrett out to the top for Fraser. Left side for Gill Jr. Looking to get to Stevens. I'll tell you what, Williams giving up 3-4 inches to Stevens down there, but not giving up any size and strength, it feels like. Those two have been battling so far.
Yeah, I'm going to call a little BS on the Magi boys. They have him listed at 6'4 as well. I'm not seeing that. Unless Stevens truly is 6'8.
Fraser out pressuring the ball. Going to get called for the reach-in. First team foul here in the second quarter for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah,
leading 11-7.
First foul period.
Yeah, is it?
This has been a clean game. Colin with two, Concord with one.
Inbound goes back court to West. Left side for Williams. Now down the block for Blair. And they're sagging off that perimeter so that they can deny that entry pass to Blair. Good defense by Concord with a knockaway there. Colin will keep it, but stopped it from getting to its intended destination. They inbound. Williams trying to post up down low. And they get it into Fraser. He steals it, but then gets knocked down, and we get a travel call there. And I'll tell you what, Wybett Williams a lot of times this year goes into that and manhandles a guy, and not everybody is as stout as Connor Stevens down there to deal with that. But he does kind of bully his way down there. He's had to kind of play a little different. West out on the perimeter, tracked by Garrett. Now travels down to a cutter in the lane. Elevation blocked by Stevens. Gets it back. Good concentration by Morrell. Had his first shot blocked, but gets it back and scores 11-9. They cut the lead to 2. Double team on Gill Jr. And is that we do have a foul call. I didn't know what he was signaling there.
Looks like he got Connor Stevens. And by the way, that block, you were right. It was by Stevens. It was Zach Stevens.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
And that's where you thought, oh, that guy got down deep. He's got the smaller Stevens on him, but it didn't matter. They both stretch. Jeff Smith with the ball. 11-9, his Concord Yellow Jackets lead. Under 7 to play first half. Top of the key for Dean Jr. back in the game. Now left side, Garrett catches and fires for 3. That's long. Rebounded by Morrell. And he gets out to West, who's kind of handling the ball for the Magi. Comes over the timeline, moves right side for Williams. Finds Blair on a deep cut. And that one has been set by Stevens again. Baby Stevens. Now they get out to Garrett, and he finds Jet Smith open for 3. Catch and shoot. Nobody in his face this time. And 14-9, 5 points, the largest lead yet for Concord. 6:13 to play first half.
And Jet Smith's stroke is just pure.
And he, look at him, pressuring Trapples, steals the pass. And now we'll get a foul against Colin.
There you go. Colin Traddles with that
Traddles.
One.
It looks like Epps to me, Brian. I don't know if it's printer ink or what. We just need to thicken that up, or is it my eyesight? But Traddles with that turnover. 6:04 to go second quarter. 14-9 Concord with the ball. Garrett over the timeline. Left side for Smith. Now trying to feed Stevens on the block. And again, him and Williams battling. We'll get a whistle against Williams this time.
You just get the feeling that Cullen can't afford to lose anybody. Like they're going to have to keep all their players on the floor.
Great defensive play by Cullen to knock that pass away. Stevens gets it to Smith. Now it's stolen away again. Williams gets it for Cullen. A change of pace, dribble move. Gets down deep, backs it out. Traddles over to Morrell, and he hits a triple. That was a huge possession for Cullen after a steal. 14-12. They cut it back to 2:05 to play first half.
You know, Concord up 5 in the ball. You just get the feeling they're ready to make a run. Still feel that way.
Smith spins. Pull up fader. Blocked away by Blair. Williams running the break. 1-on-3. Gets into the corner for Blair. They're going to have to back it out. Morrell makes a move into the elbow area. Now tries to lean in the paint. And call for travel.
Oh, wow.
That was a little bit due to Zach Stevens making a good defensive play on the ball.
It's funny looking at Zach Stevens. When you look at him and his brother standing next to one another, it looks almost like a before and after picture. like you can see
Muscle
Zach
magazine,
is going to
yeah.
be that in 4 years.
Yep.
You know, I bet you Connor did look like that 4 years ago.
A handoff to Trundle on the wing. Or Rundle, excuse me. And now it's going to go backcourt and Concord will give it up again. 14-12. Colin hanging around. Gritty so far.
I don't know that the
ball team's defense has been the name of the game so far. That's been kind of where the fun has been to watch.
You can see why Colin plays some low-scoring games because they do D up well, and they're fairly deliberate on the offensive end, too.
Yep.
Not looking to just chuck.
And you got to feel like Williams, he said 1,700 points in his career, that he's been able to beat up on smaller guys a lot, but that hasn't been the case here. But he's still out there gaming. Trying to feed down, and they had West under, or Morrell rather, under the backboard. Pass a little high and out of bounds, so Colin turns it back over. 4:28 to play first half. Still just a 2-point lead for the Yellow Jackets. Inbound goes to Garrett in the backcourt. Working up just right of the circle. Now gives it up to Jet Smith there, and he'll take the offensive trigger. Cross over to the right side, and now we're going to get a moving screen, I think, against Rundle.
Yeah. You know, that is going against Rundle, but Jet just kind of took off a little bit early before he was set.
I tell you, it's an art to setting up a screen and setting a good screen, you know. Just anything is off a little bit, and you get that guy trying to step in front instead of just holding that spot. That's when he goes whistles. 14-12, Concord still leads by 2. West across right side to Williams. And he'll skip it into the corner for Blair. He'll elevate, shoot from there. No good. Up and rebound battle. One by Morrell, blocked. And the loose ball grabbed by Connor Stevens, and now we'll get a whistle. And that's going to go against Traddles. I'll tell you what, but the officials have been kind of letting the physical shot blocking and stuff go, and I like that. sometimes we complain about the got him with the body call.
Yeah.
When they actually did a clean shot block. That one looked like there could have been contact, but Concord's got it with a lead. And 3:40 to play first half.
Oh.
Down to Connor Stevens.
Stevens and Williams going at it. It looked like Stevens had Williams in a chokehold as he's posting up. He's going to have to be careful.
Fronting him down there, and they pass it over top. And Stevens, I thought he might go up and dunk it, but just a layup. 16-12, Concord leads. Weave it on the perimeter by Colin. Yeah, be real precise with those passes, guys. Concord will steal that away. Magi get it out to West, and he respaces the offense. Right wing, Blair. Jab step to the right, now crosses into the middle. Triple team, backs out Traddle, swings it left. West at the top, skips it back over to Blair. Step back, nothing there. Traddle, 2:55 to play, 16-12. Blair comes out to get it. Concord fans like the defensive set here. They go to Williams on the block, and that's going to get a call on Rondo.
Yeah, and I do not disagree with the Concord fans at all. If I was a big Concord fan, I'd be on my feet for that D as well.
There were a couple moments where it looked like for sure they were going to get some ball movement and have a chance to get an open three. Getting some official guidance.
Yeah.
Maybe on a little trash talking.
Yeah, I think they're going to let both teams know. Well, it was getting physical down there. Like I said, in Connor Stevens' post-up, he had Williams around the neck, and I was shocked they didn't get Stevens with one.
In for the Magi, Tucker Davis, 5'9", junior guard.
He looks nervous with Jet Smith staring him down.
Inbound goes deep to Morrell. Gets a back cut to Blair deep. Good feed and finish. Good catch. Morrell's got good length and athleticism. And the lead cut to two again, 16-14, 2:35 to play first half.
Usually good teams have good out-of-bounds plays. That was one.
There was a Jet Smith saw the fear in Davis' eyes and took it right to him. They cleared it out in a layup for Jet Smith. Straight from the wing right in. Williams now drives. Double team comes. Back cut. Elevation blocked by Stevens. West has it swatted away on the layup, and they're going to give it to Concord.
And again, the Concord fans on their feet.
Yes, yeah, so the students aren't sitting down, but even the adult fans are over there getting out of their chairs for that play. 2:12 to play, 18-14 lead, and no one's coming down to get the inbound pass, and that's going to get a timeout from Coach Gill to avoid the five-second call. They loved the play. They were ready to get back on offense. And 30-second timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. 2:12 to play first half, 18-14 Concord on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.212 to play first half. Our game coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Lomar Machine and Tool, Jackson Public Schools. Concord ball, Jet Smith out of the timeout. Leading 18-14. Concord in the black with gold trim. Back cut. Stevens elevates and scores. Williams playing a little aggressively on the passing lane. Stevens back cut him. Jet Smith didn't miss him. 6-point lead. Largest of the game for Concord, 20-14.
Well, I just said good teams have good out-of-bounds plays, and there you go. There's one for Concord.
Concord in the black jerseys, gold trim. Gold numbers, purple trim. Near knockaway there, Fraser. Pennant really pressuring West, and he gets a whistle here this time. Colin, white jerseys, red letters and numbers.
That was Frazier's second, by the way.
He'll get a trip from the bench. Garrett back in. 99 seconds left in the first half. 20-14 Concord lead. Inbound goes to Blair, and he calls for West to come get it, set up the offensive play. Blair catches left wing, Dean Jr. right there in his pocket. Williams makes a move to the basket. One of the rare times somebody's elevated and didn't have a shot blocker down there. Williams with the layup and cuts the lead to 480 seconds.
Yeah, Stevens kind of gotten dragged out. Williams is the recipient of that.
Jet Smith has it for Concord. Smith left wing. Moves over there looking for the low block. And I think they're going to get a foul on the offensive battle for position, and they'll get it against Connor Stevens.
Yeah, you know, we just said a couple minutes ago he needs to be careful because he's doing a little bit too much pushing, trying to get position, and they got him.
And after the officials had come out with a warning.
Here's where Stevens needs to be careful. He's got two, and you can almost see the steam. Oh, is he going to the line? Williams gets a, I think Williams gets a free throw trip. That's five.
Five team fouls against Concord. Free throws for Williams. Trailing 20-16, but Colin hanging around. I think the point totals where they're at right now favors the Magi, keeping it a little bit close. Concord didn't shoot great here in the first half, so if some of those start falling in the second half, I can picture them making a little run and separating this 8 or 10 points.
Yeah, again, it's been Concord with the easier looks, and I think maybe the scorekeeper, here Stevens needs to be careful. He's mad. He's wanting to pick up Williams full court.
No free throws here. Williams dribbles into the elbow, or into the wing, rather. Hands off to Blair across to the top. Right side, West drives from there down to the free throw line area. Left corner for Williams. Backs it out. Morrell gives up top to West. Left wing, Williams looking down to the block. Nothing there. Fronting down in the post. Now Morrell has some position. Williams drives, double team, tries to throw it off the Concord player, missed him, and now Jet Smith on the breakout gives it up to Marcus Gill Jr. Layup too strong, rebounded by Smith, and he gives it up to West. Now Williams on the fast break. Dean Jr. tracking, and he puts it up too strong. A concern about shot blockers. Jet Smith now makes a move to the basket. He gets a step on the baseline, and we get a foul against, looks like Davis, perhaps. 21 seconds, and I think this will be shots for Jet Smith. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 21 seconds to go first half. 20-16 Concord leads. Jet Smith going to the stripe for the Yellow Jackets.
Jet with 10 points already. 10 of the 20.
And he hits. Make it 11.
Steve, with 21 seconds to go and only a five-point lead, doesn't this feel like something Concord is, should be up by 10 or 11?
Mm-hmm.
Double digits. I like the student section down there, including some little ones trying to distract Jet Smith, but he's having none of it.
He hits the pair, 22-16, six-point lead, 16 seconds. Cohen probably holds for one here, 12 seconds. Left side, Williams, back to West, into the corner for Davis. Gets it down to the block for Williams against Dean Jr. Makes a move, elevates, and finishes. Good finish there by Williams, and that's the Concord won't be able to get an inbound pass. And go to the locker room, 22-18, our score. Felt like Concord had the advantage the whole way, but Colin's sticking around. I'm excited for the second half. Let's take a three-minute break here at the half, and we'll come back with the numbers for you. 22-18, Concord leads on WKHM.
My name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School. The school of choice window is currently open, and if you're looking for a school with beautiful facilities and even better people, look east. If you love sports and want ample opportunities to play right away, look east. If you want your student to spend less time staring at a phone or computer screen and more time engaging in hands-on learning and relationship-driven classrooms, look east. East Jackson Community Schools are on the rise, and we want you to be part of the change. Stop by or find us at eastjacksonschools.org.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At the half here, 22-18, Concord in front, just by four, led by as much as six, but they couldn't stretch it out any more than that. And I think, as I said to you, Brian, I think during the broadcast, I think the 22-18 halftime score favors Colon. They're trailing, but they gotta like this number more in line with what they'd like to see this game be.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure that's what they are happy about in the locker room. I'm sure if you're Colon, though, the coach's concern is, how are we going to stop and keep Jet Smith in front of us? Because they didn't seem to have an answer for that. He just missed a few that I think he'll make in the second half.
Yeah, and at some point we're watching, you expect some of those are going to start going in. And that's going to be the way that Concord stretches this from like four to maybe eight or ten. And then it starts to feel a little bit more like they got it in the bag.
Yeah.
But that's got to happen. Colon can respond. And if they can figure out a way to get their offense to go in just a little more, then, yeah, they're going to be a tough out here for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, well, and here we say Jet Smith will make a couple more. He did lead all scorers in the half with 12. And, by the way, Connor Stevens with five and Daryl Dean Jr. with five, and that's it. That's three scores for the Concord team. On the Colon end, Steve, Quincy Blair had four. Dalton Williams, their 1,700-point scorer, was six, but all of them coming with no Stevens around him, and Brennan Morrell with eight, including a pair of threes.
Yeah, and if you're Colon in the second half, you look for how can we get Williams down on the block and get Stevens anywhere else in the building, because Williams has been able to go down there and kind of bully his way up against the other players, but Stevens has been Zach Stevens have been out there blocking shots too, so we'll see how that works if they can do that in the second half.
Yeah, the Stevens boys together, we're going to give them credit for five. That's unofficial, but
yeah.
I think I counted five blocks for the brothers Stevens.
For the Stevens family bloodline. Really nice gym here at Portage Northern High School. They call it the Igloo, and you can see why. Big Dome for the Huskies, I believe, was their mascot. If I look at the center court area. But we, as I said, and a lot of times we get here, you and I, usually very early, and we have a chance to kind of, you know, take in the scenery, kind of understand the building. But we had to come in here and set up and get on the air right away. So it's just nice getting used to and getting acclimated, thanks to the crew here at Portage Northern for having the table ready for us. Like, if there had been any other kind of a snag when we got here, we got on the air late. But nope, we made it work right away, and it's good to be here. Good to see the Concord people travel to support their squad. A lot of purple and gold in the building. And they're in a four-point lead. Let's take 3 minutes here on the half. And when we come back, it's second half time. 22-18, Concord leads Colon on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just a minute or so before we get going again in the second half, 22-18, Concord leads. They play the winner of a game tonight between Anacama and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. It's two teams playing. And they're probably getting started a little later than us. We bumped this game up by a half an hour start time, so if you missed the beginning, we apologize, but nothing we could do. It's out of our hands. We were lucky to get here in time ourselves, but we're here, and Concord's led most of the way. They did have a couple moments where they went back and forth a little bit, but Concord able to seize the lead and stay ahead by a couple baskets most of that second quarter. And looking for that Thursday 7:30 tip-off at the Breslin Center in the semifinals.
Yeah, I say all the time, I feel like this quarterfinal game is more pressure than anything because you're one game away from getting to play at the Brez, and how fun would that be for any high school player?
Yeah, right.
And I do think if Connor Stevens doesn't pick up any kind of early fouls and plays the majority of this game, I fully intend for us to be there on Thursday with Concord.
It's looking like that to me. Colon ball to start the game. They're going to go away from us down here in our corner seat at Portage Northern High School. Looks like the starters on the floor for the Magi. Same true for Concord. Left side for Blair. Looking for Williams, cutting across. Kind of a little far away from the basket from where he wants to catch. Treadle, pump fakes. Now a move for West. Good D, Jet Smith knocks away. Steal, looking around the break. Little Barry Sanders move there to keep the defense uncertain. Smith missed, but Stevens cleans it up, and it's a six-point Concord lead. Great steal by Smith.
Yeah, you talk about West better be careful with the ball or Concord will steal, and that's just one case. He's looking pretty lackadaisical out there with the dribble.
Blair right to the block, and they go into Morrell. And I think he had a case to make for a foul on the wrist, but they don't call anything. Smith open for three, long. Stevens battling, taps, it's going to go out on the sideline.
Tell you what, they were lucky right there. Stevens didn't get a little put. He looked like he put an arm in Williams' back going up for that long rebound.
Yep. Gill Jr., Coach Gill didn't like that pass, or the shot, I don't think. Blair on the wing. Makes a dribble move against Dean behind the back. Gets a step inside, missed. Foul up, no good either, but we'll get a foul. And so second chance for Blair. Missed them both, but he will go to the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 6:52 to go, third quarter. 24-18, Concord leads.
Boy, and that did go against Connor Stevens. That's three. Unless I have it wrong. I'm a little surprised if that is three, that we're not seeing someone hop off that yellow jacket bench.
Not utilizing that little player and foul square. It only happens about half the time at schools. It's difficult to master or something for the clock operator. Blair hits them both, cuts the lead back to four, 6:52 to play. And Concord ball. We're in the third quarter. Dean Jr. gives it up to Garrett. Standing on the Husky logo. Right side for Jet Smith. Top of the key for Stevens. Dribbles left, now goes right back cut. Smith gets in deep and blocked by Morrell, but we'll get a foul call and it'll send Smith to the line.
Boy, Concord really sets you up with that little back cut. Sometimes it's Stevens is the recipient. That time it was Jet Smith.
6:34 to play third quarter, 24-20, and Jet Smith at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And hits.
And Jet Smith takes some difficult shots, but anytime he lets it go, I just kind of think it's going in.
Got them both from the free throw line. Back out to a 6-point lead, 26-20. Colin up the floor, West calling out the play. Garrett picks him up right at half court. Left side for Blair. It's a cutter. It's Williams. Cuts down to the basket. Backs it out into the corner. Morrell for three. Missed. Connor Stevens had it but can't squeeze it. Gives it to Traddles. And Williams takes a pass and gets a layup. And that's another one where he gets a bucket because Stevens was nowhere where he could block it. Is how it feels anyway.
Yeah. Traddles was kind of in Stevens' way. He couldn't get over there.
Down to the six-minute mark in the third, 26-22. Concord holding on to that four-point lead they had at the half. Hand off to Dean Jr. Makes a drive down the lane into the air. Leaves it short. Stevens can't quite grab the rebound. Rundle does. And now Stevens with a next try. And he gets knocked to the floor. And we'll get a foul call against Coleman there.
And who did they get?
Traddles.
Traddles, who's holding his eye. That's Traddles' third. And how about Stevens on that one? That looked like there were three Colin guys there, and Stevens is just the one that jumped fastest and highest.
Yeah. Nice shot by Rundle to kind of keep that alive. Stevens come through and squeeze it and put it back up toward the rim.
And that all got started with a good Darryl Dean Jr. drive. And, man, with Stevens on your team, that's all you do have to do is get up, draw some help, D, and let Stevens come clean it up on the weak side.
We saw him do that a few times against Petersburg Summerfield as Stevens mixed the first one from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. We get a substitution. Dylan Smith coming in for the Magi, and Traddles will go to the bench. They kind of maybe weave a little bit out on the perimeter, and we see Dean Jr. dribble across the top, and then he slices down the lane, and it's tough for them to stay in front of that play. Stevens makes another free throw. 20. Oh, they put up the wrong set. 27-22. He made both. Should be 28. There it is. Six-point lead.
Concord 7 for 8 from the line as a team.
Colin in there. You know, they keep putting that those guys in, and Jet Smith ends up guarding that guy off the bench, and he makes it tough on them. The drive down, and West had a chance at a deep, and now we'll get a whistle. Loose ball foul is going to go against Stevens for a push in the back.
Oh, boy. Now that one
if
I did not agree
before,
with.
It's three now.
Okay, the PA just said third. Okay, well, I'm glad I was wrong.
See what that means for the lineup the rest of the way here. 5.5 to play in the third, 28-22. Stevens staying on the floor currently. And now we're going to get a whistle on the attempted inbound play. And it's going to go against Cohen, I think.
Yeah, I've heard that. Who'd they get is the question. The scorekeeper is asking who that's on. They put a number out there that nobody has that number. Oh, so they got Concord, actually. They got Tyler Rundle.
That official pointed, yeah.
Yeah.
The official pointed as though it was going the other way, and that's what everybody was fooled by. So it is Colin Ball inbound from the baseline. Rundle battling with Morrell down there. It'll be West to inbound from the baseline. And he's got to float it in deep to Blair, who's out there with Jet Smith on him, who reaches in there. He might get called for a reach on one of those. High post for Williams. Looks for the back cut. Nothing there. Dribbles out to the wing. Now to the top for West. Williams pump fakes a three from the left wing. D now puts it on the deck. Top for Morrell. Left side, Williams getting a screen now. Moves it across to the middle. Right side for West. Back to Williams. He catches and does fire the three. That was halfway down. Doesn't go in. Knocked away on the rebound. Last touch, Colin.
We hadn't seen Williams really pull from outside, and it looked like he wanted to a couple times and took one with a Concord defender in his face.
He was moving around a little bit there to maybe try and get a catch in rhythm, and he did, but like you said, defender right there.
We're kind of thinking Concord might go on an 8-0 run sometime. Maybe this is the beginning.
Jet right side. Connor Stevens catches and fires. That one's long. Rebounded by Blair. Won't be on this trip for them to start a run. 4.5 to play. 28-22. Colin trails. Blair brings it all the way up to the wing. Now gives it up for Williams, and we'll get a timeout whistle for the Colin bench. They'll talk it over. I think we got a 30. We'll take a break if it is. Says 30 timeout. 30-second commercial break. 4:26 to play third quarter. 28-22 Concord on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve, I kind of like the shirt that I just saw walk by with the yellow jacket, and it says Gillville.
Oh, nice.
That's catchy.
We got 4:26 to play in the third. Right after our coverage, we'll take you to Red Wings and Panthers coverage. Right now, scoreless in the first period. 28-22, Concord leads. Colin Ball out of the timeout. Left side for Blair. Williams coming across on the screen. They go now. Blair dribbles across the top. Gives it up to West there. Trying to feed Williams on the block. And with Connor Stevens right there, they're able to swipe it away. It's on the floor. Nobody can come away with it. And finally, someone scooped it up. It's still loose. And now it's Zach Stevens. And now we're going to get a whistle. I didn't see what we got on that. At Williams?
Yeah, I think they did get Williams. That's going to be his second. Boy, that was a long time with the ball on the floor without a jump ball called.
Yeah, or travel or
anything. Yeah, something. Looked like a rugby scrum.
Concord leads by six. Chance to make an eight-point lead as they come over the timeline. Right side, Barrett. Now Jet Smith right outside the top of the key. Dean left side of the top. Now gives up to Jet Smith there. He looks at the three, won't take. Now makes a dribble move into the elbow. Backs it back out. Dean Jr. there. He looks to drive. He gets a step all the way in for the finger roll. Beat that guy like a drum at the top. Easiest layup of the game for Dean Jr. And the 30-22 eight-point lead is the largest of the game for the Concord Yellow Jackets.
I don't mind that play any time for Concord. Dean just gets to the hole easily.
Williams with Stevens tracking him out on the wing. Gives it up to Morrell. Drives across the top. Hands back to West there. It's kind of a slow motion lead. They get the switch, and Williams had baby Stevens on him. Now they skip it to the wing, down to the block for Blair. Gets a step into the air. Count it. And a foul.
Oh, I thought he might have stepped on the end line, but who they hope that's not on Connor Stevens.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's his fourth.
Yeah, under three to play here. 30-24. Cuts the lead to six. And chance at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line to cut it to 5 points. And again, a fourth foul on Connor Stevens, if we're not mistaken.
Yeah, and I was a little surprised he was in there with three. And now I'm very surprised that he's going to be in there with four. Although here's...
It's almost like they're...
Like Colton Gray coming off.
It's almost like they're not certain. Smith going to the bench for a break here with 2:58 to play in the third. And now Coach Gill trying to get a substitution. And now a little uncertainty there at the score table again.
Well, I tell you what. I had Stevens with an extra one at one time. So, I mean, I definitely think that's his fourth. But you're right. It's almost
if they charge it to him. Yeah.
You know, I think Concord's trying to say that was on Zach. Okay, it was on Zach Stevens, yeah.
So Connor stays with three fouls. 2:58 to play. Still a chance at the three-point play here for Blair. And they are going to sub Zach Stevens out. And that's going to bring Colton Gray into the game.
You know, I think I think Coach Gill thought, boy, yeah, we can't risk that fourth foul right now.
Yeah.
We have a six-point lead. Let's try to get through this quarter at least with just three.
And that's a make by Blair at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 5-point game, 30-25, under three to play here in the third quarter. Dean Jr. And with Stevens and Smith both off the floor, I would kind of look for Dean Jr. to maybe try to go from that wing where he likes it and go one-on-one. Garrett at the top. Gives up to Dean Jr. left side. Fire a three. Up over the backboard. Long rebound. Blair grabs it. I thought that was going to get out of bounds. It stays in. And Colin able to get a stop there, essentially. 2:29. And a back cut for Williams. Passes awry. And they get it back to Garrett for Concord. Garrett in traffic. Up fake. Zach Stevens on the right side. Now to the top for Garrett. Pressured and knocked away. Fast break. And a layup for Colin as Dylan Smith makes a nice play. They cut the lead to three. And now Concord kind of caught without Smith and Stevens, and they'll both get ready to check back in. As the lead goes down to 3 points. Dean Jr. on the wing. And we get a whistle away from the ball. Timeout. No.
Boy, they're kind of, the officials a couple times have pointed at the wrong bench.
Yeah.
For the foul, they pointed at Concord's bench. But I do think they got Morrell with it. It's now his third. Kind of a big foul for Cohen there, as Morrell's been kind of their only outside threat so far with a pair of threes.
Might have been West also. Inbound goes to Stevens Jr., Dean Jr. on the wing. Airballed that one. Blair there to get the rebound. They knock it away from him. And wow, some of this stuff. And they'll get a travel call or carry, ball control violation, and the spin move. Some of the, like, some of this normal where you, yeah. I mean, it's, we get out of town and it's different officials, so it's not what we're used to, Brian. But, you know, when you got a guy get a rebound and you got two guys It's either a jump ball or a reach or something, but they're just kind of letting them play, which I don't hate, except I think there's a lot of uncertainty with the players on what's really happening. Dean Jr. gets a step and finishes at the rack. That's what I thought he would do while the other guys were out, but he makes that play now and takes the lead back out to 5, 32-27 West. Pressured by Frazier, and they're going to get him for the blocking foul.
Yeah, Frazier's trying to say he kind of chicken winged him, and he might very well might have, but Frazier was getting him with the body there.
Yeah, from the angle of the official, he was kind of riding him with the hips. And not surprising, that'll be team foul number 5 against Concord, leading 32-27 by that Wolfson West to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Always on time or you don't pay a dime, thanks to them. Thanks to Kelly Express Mart, thanks to East Jackson Community Schools, Northwest Community Schools, Josh's Dumpsters, Form Energy Drink, Tom Coffee Soft Water. Free throws missed kind of badly. I think he hated that when he saw what he did with that one.
That was a short arm big time.
Yep, just kind of went off the side of his hand. 84 seconds to play here in the third. 32-27 Concord leads by 5.
By the way, Connor Stevens just checks in. We'll see if this is an offense-defense type thing.
And on the rebound attempt, missed it again, but it goes out of bounds, and Concord will touch it last. And so Colin keeps it on their end of the floor, trailing by 5. 83 seconds for me.
And it's not an offense-defense thing. Connor Stevens will stay in.
Inbound, floated into Morrell, and then a cut to the basket of Blair. Great-looking catch. Blair's done that really well a couple times now in the game. And 32-29. It's also a chance you can go down there and let's make Connor Stevens try to block me without fouling again. They definitely benefit if he's off the floor. This Frazier leaning into Traddles back on the floor. Thought maybe we'd get some contact there. Jet Smith drives into the elbow, tries to drop it down. It's stolen. Had a little screen and roll move with Stevens. Good eye there by Traddles, and maybe it was Williams, but the knock away, and Colin's got it trailing by 3, 46 seconds to play in the third.
Jet Stevens has been kind of quiet this period.
Yeah. There goes Morrell to the basket. He'll lose the dribble. It's picked up by Zach Stevens, and that'll be a shooting foul now for baby Stevens with 35.8 to play. And the 15 foul now for the Magi.
We'll see who that went on. That was Morrell. That's his fourth.
Hey, shout out to former coach and teacher at Concord, Tom Ratchford. Said he'd be listening today. We appreciate him tuning in and what he does to hook us up with scores and other information throughout the year. Not that many area games going on tonight, though, for him to share scores. Concord, the final Jackson area team in the boys tournament. We have several girls teams, and we'll be back at it tomorrow night with Western and Tecumseh, and we'll be rooting for the Panther girls to move on and win a regional championship there.
Well, if Ratch is listening, and he'll understand this, there's good and bad news. The good news is they do have a lead, and they look like they're the team in control. The bad news is when you look that way and you look up, you're only up 4. It gets spooky.
Stevens split the pair at the line there. 4-point lead, 33-29. Blair, weave play here, 23 seconds in the third. Williams, Connor Stevens on him, goes out to Blair. He thought about the three. Now they got a switch. And they scoop it out to Williams. Spots up for triple. Hit it. Big shot there. We got a one-point contest, 33-32 with 6 seconds to play. Jet Smith, 4 seconds. Pull up from the elbow. Gets it off the window to go at the buzzers. Jet Smith quiet in the third, but that got loud right there. Takes the lead back out to 3, 35-32 with just 8 to play. We're back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit JimWinterAutoBody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, 8 minutes to play here. Concord trying to get into the semifinals and the chance to go play at the Breslin Center on Thursday night. They've got a three-point lead with 8 to play. And a huge shot there by Jet Smith. One of those where you said he takes some difficult shots, but you feel like they're going in. That one needed a little glass and a little love on the rim and still went down.
We've covered a lot of good players in the last few years around Jackson. Jet might be the best tough shot maker that we've seen. Of course, he takes a lot of tough shots, so I guess.
You get good at it. Yeah. Practice makes perfect. Concord ball to start the fourth quarter, leading by 3, 35-32. Smith has it now for the Yellow Jackets. Right wing for Garrett. Deep three. They get that back cut. Stevens takes a lob down to the block. Can't get the shot to go, but does draw a whistle. And that was almost that Dean Jr. backdoor lob for a dunk, but Stevens just down there, and Garrett threw it over there. Good pass and a good look for Stevens. Just didn't get it to fall. Does go to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
In a low-scoring game like this, these little out-of-bounds plays or out-of-quarter plays make such a big difference, and both teams have executed them really well.
Missed that first one. Our game coverage brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. Performance Automotive Northwest, Dan the Man Insurance, Dan Greer. And Stevens gets the second one. Pushes that lead back out to 4, which is where we were at the half. And West gives it up to Williams in the backcourt here. Let Williams do a lot for their offense. They go back to West. Stevens coming out to meet Williams. And there's a move by West along the sideline. I think we're going to get a foul called against Smith. Just his first foul.
And I guess that's why he can be aggressive like that with a little pokeaways. It doesn't look like West really wants any part about dribbling against him.
No. West floats it in deep to Morrell. Now to Williams on the block against Stevens. Jump hook and finish. And that's what you can do when you've got three fouls trying not to pick up number 4. Jump hook, and we cut the lead to 236-34. Concord ball. Maybe Stevens looking out for Dean Jr. West makes a steal attempt, leaves it open. 3 for Jet Smith, and it's missed. Rebound tapped in the backcourt, and Smith will grab it there. Extra possession for Concord. Smith to the left wing for Connor Stevens across the top for Dean Jr. Going to go one-on-one with Williams on him. Gets a step down to the baseline. Now looking to back it out. Gives it up and skip across to Garrett in the corner. Zach Stevens catches the fires for 3. No good. Blair rebounds. Williams in the backcourt for the Magi. Trailing by 2, 6:48 to play. And as that lead stays in that single-digit territory, there's Blair making a move to the basket. Forced up a reverse layup and missed. But when it stays around, it's like one possession, two-possession game. I got to feel like Colin feels okay about it. Smith makes a move down to the basket, then makes a fader and missed it. Back to Colin.
We talked about him being a tough shot maker. That was another tough one.
That's, one of those plays where he probably gets a whistle on most of those, but these officials stay consistent, not giving up too many of those. And there's a nice move. Oh, you hate that if you're Morrell because you drop that down perfectly to Blair and he goes up and leaves it short. It's knocked out of bounds and Colin will keep it.
I think Zach Stevens might have got a little small piece of that.
I think maybe.
That looked like a point-blank easy layup for Blair, and then Zach Stevens right there.
Jet Smith's going to get a breather as Marcus Gill Jr. comes in. And I was just got to tie his shoes or something. 6:12 to play, 36-34. Colin trails by 2 with the ball. Baseline inbound going deep to Morrell. Swings it right side for Blair. And there's Williams cutting to the block. Makes a couple dribble moves. Jump hook goes. He's got a touch on that shot.
Yeah, you don't get to 1,700 without that, do you?
Yeah. 36-36 tie game here in the Colin student section and the fan section there getting on their feet. Defensive possession here, and you can hear the chant in the gym here. Left wing for Garrett. They look like they're setting up maybe that backdoor play. No, they give it to Dean Jr., back to Gill Jr., and they do run that. Put it up for Dean Jr., and he scores it again. I saw it coming, as Colin must not have seen any film, but they get the layup. Big bucket for Concord.
Smart by Dean, too, to just lay it in instead of trying to thunder dunk.
Yep. 5:22 to play here, 38-36. Colin trails again. West looking for Blair on the block. Nothing there. Goes back to Williams. Stevens out to meet him. Williams looks to drive, and now we'll get a timeout from the Colin bench. 5:13 to play, 38-36. We're going to take a minute break, and we'll be back with the fourth quarter on WKHM next.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5:13 to play here, fourth quarter, 38-36, two-point Concord lead. Let's see what Colin drew up this after timeout moment. And see Rundle on the bench, replaced by Marcus Gill Jr. Otherwise, it's the starters for Concord. Left wing for Williams. Hit a back cut for Blair. Skips it across to Traddles instead into the corner for West. Traddles screens down. Out to the top for Morrell. Think he was going to spot up. Now gives it up to Williams on the wing. Morrell sets a screen. Williams going across the top. Scoops it to West. I think they're well past whatever they drew up.
Yeah, I think they were looking for that back cut. Concord did a good job.
Yep. Left side now, Blair. Into the corner. Morrell dropping down to Williams on the block. Dean Jr. saw it, swiped it. Cut in front of the post player, steals it, and turns it up the floor. Garrett now. At the top for Concord, leading by two. 4:28 to play, fourth quarter.
Garrett smart right there. He had an open three, but elected to not take it.
Taking his time. Now we'll get an offensive whistle. It's going to go against who?
They got Stevens down there battling again.
It was Gill Jr.
Oh, okay. I thought they got Stevens.
4:20 to play here. They give it back to Colin on loose ball, or kind of a offensive foul away from the play. Moving screen or whatever it was. Now Traddles in the corner. Stuck there. Jet Smith on him. High post. Back to the basket. Outside the arc there for Morrell. Hands back to Williams. And they've been switching him and getting Gill Jr. or Dean Jr. or yeah, Dean Jr. on him rather. Now out to West. And now Colin's just kind of standing still, looking like it's a go one-on-one. Blair takes it in. Somehow finished down there. Double team splits him and goes off the window and gets that to fall. 38-38 tie.
Crafty little shot by Blair.
If you had to spin that one to get that to go off the window. Dean Jr.'s got it at the top now for Concord. He gives that little head direction. Now he goes into the lane, up in the air. Got it up. Oh, thought it was going down. Dean Jr. will go to the free throw line to finish it.
Jeremiah West with his first foul.
It's crazy to me that with as physical as this has been, that there could still be a player out there who's been out in there as long as he hasn't just got his first foul. Dean Jr. hits the first one from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Zach Stevens going to get back in. Gill Jr. go to the bench. 3:26 to play. 39-38 Concord with one more free throw coming.
These free throws start starting to the point where they're feeling big with 206 seconds left.
Dean Jr. hits ball. Yeah, every possession feels like it's huge. 2 points feels like a comfortable lead almost. because you know you're going to be able to go down there and D up, and Concord has made it much more difficult for Colon. Colon's had a lot longer possessions, and they've getting into kind of standing around a lot. They try to feed Morrell at the high post, bounces off him. Smith running the break with Stevens, stops, elevates, shot, no good. Connor Stevens rebounds and puts it back. 42-38. And a timeout comes after that one, a four-point lead, 2:53 to play. And it's a timeout for Concord, full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds, 2:53 to play, four-point Concord lead on WKHM.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Colon ball after the timeout, trailing by four. Garrett coming all the way into the backcourt to track West up the floor. High post for Williams, turns and looks. Dean Jr. guarding him. Williams back to the basket, scoops it out to West again. Right side for Williams. Now with Garrett on him. Steps back. Three. Halfway down, and Dean Jr. grabs it. Boy, it's a way different scenario if he makes that versus now. Concord up four with a chance to score again.
Just get a good shot here if you're the Yellow Jackets.
And they might take their time, too, eat up this clock a little bit. And if you leave this end of the floor with a six-point lead, you feel pretty good. Dean Jr. back cut. Nothing there. Garrett hands off to Connor Stevens. If I'm Stevens, I do that. I get it to Jet Smith. Williams coming out to guard him. 2:06. Stevens coming to screen now. Jet Smith goes left side. Garrett. Williams tracking him, and he's going to reach in and get him with the foul. That's the third team foul now for the Magi. And they have to go press. They got to get him to give that basketball up or make a play. Concord was comfortable to just eat clock up right there.
Yeah, and if I have it correct, that's Dalton Williams' fourth.
He'll stay on the floor, under two to play, 42-38. They get it to Garrett. Garrett, Connor, and Zach Stevens, Jet Smith, and Dean Jr. on the floor for the Yellow Jackets with the ball. Jet Smith out on the wing. Deep. Near midcourt, dribbles over to the left side for Dean Jr. He makes a move across. Steps back now, penetrates, drops it up into the corner for Stevens, backs it back out to Jet Smith.
Concord's okay to not take another shot, I think.
92 seconds left. There's a near steal by West, but he doesn't get it. Dean Jr. drives in into the corner for Stevens, backs it out. Zach Stevens goes to Garrett, gets it over to Jet Smith. 82 seconds. Dean Jr., and they'll foul him. 42-38 with a minute 19 to play.
And Colon still needs to come in another two fouls. They are giving that team fourth.
Yeah, so they'll still have to foul at least one more. And there's a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. 60-second commercial break. We got 79 seconds to play. When we come back, Concord leads by four on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
It is just a call away.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Garrett to inbound here for Concord from the baseline, gets it into Smith. I make him give it up and then I foul anyone else. He holds on to it though. Yeah. They'll send him to the line. Minute 15 to play, 42-38, and that should be free throws for Jet Smith. And the Concord Yellow Jackets with a chance to kind of salt this away from the stripe. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw, our sponsor guys. And that's why they sponsor free throws for these big moments in a tight game. Also Northwest Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw for Jet Smith. And he hits.
And here Jet has been held scoreless this fourth quarter.
Yeah, just 43-38. We said it, like that kind of a point total. If you recall, and that's what you're hoping for. Missed the second one, so here's a chance. Williams catches the rebound and runs it out. Scoops into the corner, and a three-pointer goes up. Morrell, and he hits. No way. Quick timeout right there from Colin, and all of a sudden a two-point game with 66 seconds left. And let's see. Another full 60-second timeout, 43-41 when we come back at WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
106 to play here. We'll keep it on the broadcast until we're done now. 43-41, two-point lead for Concord. A full-court press by Colin. They get it into Dean Jr. Now back to Garrett. Garrett goes back to Dean Jr. Tried to double. He's going to get over the timeline, and now they'll grab him to shoot free throws. And if we said anybody but Jet Smith, I think my second guy I wouldn't foul is Dean Jr. because he's been good at the line all night.
Yeah, he's 2 for 3.
58.8 seconds.
Connor Stevens is 4 for 6, so those guys have at least shot, though.
Yeah. Dean Jr. at the line and hits casually. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Good to Dean Jr. there. Lead goes back out to 3, 44-41.
And Dean now has made 3 in a row all in this quarter.
Concord down here to rebound with Connor and Zach Stevens and Dean Jr. In case this doesn't go in. And it comes off the heel, rebounded by Traddles. Three-point game. They get it up to Williams. Driving down to the baseline. Backs it down to a cutting West. Back to Williams. Pulls up the jumper. That's off rim. Rebounded Stevens. Zach gets it to Connor. They grab Zach. So he'll go to the free throw line now. Three-point lead, 46.9 seconds. That quick shot by Williams down there.
Yeah, and if you're going to foul somebody, if you're calling, you got to make the freshman go prove it. He's 1 for 2 from the line tonight.
I think if Williams maybe took that too quickly, take a couple dribbles and finish something going toward the basket, maybe get you a foul too.
It was almost like he felt like, I'm open right now, I got to do it.
Yep.
This might be as good as look as I get.
And Stevens leaves it short at the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Still a three-point lead, still a big bucket here. Free throw can make it a two-possession game with 46.9 seconds to play in the fourth. Concord leads it 44-41. Baby Stevens hits. Big free throw. Inbound goes to Williams running the break. He's going to put right over the timeline and grab him.
Well, what seemed like kind of a bad foul by Darryl Dean Jr. with the reach, they still had a couple to give.
Mm-hmm.
It can waste a few more seconds here.
And I don't think that puts him in foul trouble individually.
No, that's just his first.
Yeah. Inbound to the backcourt for Williams. Hands off to Blair. Stops at the top, looks at the three, doesn't take. Deep three, Williams off the rim and rebounded by Dean Jr. Gets it out to Garrett. Down court, Blair will grab him and we'll get a pair of free throw attempts here by Brady Garrett.
And Blair just flat out shoved him. That's one where I think the officials understand that there needs to be a foul, but he was kind of staring down Blair and kind of told him next time that might be intentional.
Yeah. We've seen that. That can really derail a game.
I do like that official, the officiating. When you know, it wasn't too hard or anything.
Garrett hits from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Makes it a five-point game. Yeah, I like that too, especially in a game like this.
Yeah.
You don't need to turn the tide with a foul that's unnecessary, but the warning also matters.
Boy, Garrett, first point of the game, and those two free throws look smooth, nothing but net.
47-41, six-point lead, 28 seconds. Williams brings it up. Oh, shuffled the dogs there. Got away with the travel for sure on that one. Garrett tries to tap it to Stevens, and on the tie-up, we'll get a jump ball. Boy, body is flying. That was Weston Stevens kind of going into the crowd almost, and then Jet Smith coming up from the floor. 17.7 to play. The jump ball arrow stays with Colin. And that'll be an inbound, and it looks like it's going to be Morrell to pass it in. I almost look for him to drop it in and kind of step in and pop a three.
It almost feels like barring a quick Colin three, time and score is in Concord's favor, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. 6 points feels massive with 17.7. Even with a three-point make, I still feel Concord's got what they got. West gets it in. Williams, 14 seconds. He has to take the fader and misses everything. Rebounded by Stevens. It's game over, ladies and gentlemen. Jet Smith, they'll foul him one more time, but with 6.8 seconds left in a trip to the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. It's 47-41. It looks like Concord's going to the Breslin Center on Thursday night.
Well, I kept thinking there Concord had an 8-0 run in him somewhere, and it was at the end of the game. If he makes both these.
Free throws.
Yeah. Because at one time it was tied 41-all, correct?
Was it 41? Yeah. I believe I so, or 42-42. Yeah. But.
Well, I don't think it was that since Colin has 41.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, good math, Steve. Nevertheless, here we go. 47-41 and a six-point lead. And the Magi substituting, letting Williams go out, and that should be a good ovation from the crowd for him. I don't know if everybody noticed. Good move by the coach to do that.
Yeah.
Dalton Williams, senior forward in his last game. Nice effort. What a tough game here.
Quincy Blair, the senior, coming out. And the final senior, Colin Traddles. Or was there one more senior? Yeah, Brennan Morrell.
And they'll give him his moment.
Well, Jeff Smith,
Connor Stevens will go to the bench. for an ovation.
It's the longest Jet Smith's had to wait for shooting some free throws. He's kind of laughing.
It's long enough for me to say Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line again. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. 47-41, 6.8 seconds, and he hits. 48-41, Jet Smith with the free throw.
Jet will come out if he makes this one.
And got it. And that'll get a whistle, and Gil Jr. comes in, and Jet Smith will go to the bench. 49-41. We might get a fling here by Colin, but likely this is our end score, and no one's going to throw it up. Just dribble it out. 49-41, the final. Concord victorious. A little anticlimactic there at the end, but boy, Concord went out and did what they needed to do to hold on to a four-point lead, turn it into an eight-point lead, and get the win and punch their ticket to the Breslin Center coming up Thursday night.
I don't have plans Thursday. Should we go to East Lansing?
We have plans now. Okay. Onekama and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, the potential opponents. And I don't have a score update, but we'll see what we can get before we wrap up here. Three-minute commercial break here on the postgame. We'll come back with the numbers and our player of the game. Again, Concord victorious 49-41 tonight on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with the Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at the Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the post game here, brought to you by Kelly Express Marts and the Concord Yellow Jackets moving on to the Final Four at the Breslin Center. They'll play Thursday night. Dennis Warden, our general manager at the radio station, a Concord grad, and I think he's pretty excited. Shout out to Tom Ratchford listening in too, and GOC for the updates. Apparently, Chelsea is out. They lost to Romulus Summit, so Chelsea out of the tourney and dwindling down to just Final Fours in each of the four divisions. So 16 teams will be remaining at the end of the night. And did I do that right? 4 times 4 is 16.
Your math was right on that. I'm glad Concord's purple, because I don't mind being in East Lansing root for somebody that's purple. I'd be upset if Lumen or Napoleon was there.
Well, it's great that they're headed that way, you know, starting in the year. And we saw Concord all the way back at taking on Hanover Horton, and that felt like a game where we really saw that Concord was for real as a Division IV team playing against a Division III team. And Jet Smith seemed like the real deal. Good, tremendous scorer and a good ball handler. Does a lot of things right. And they, you know, for all we think about the 1,000 points and all everything, Concord defends voraciously. They're out there hungry on the defensive end. Nothing comes easy for teams that we've seen them play. And they've, you know, made their way all the way through the postseason. 80-21 against Coldwater Pansapia, 85-62 over Litchfield, 49-40 over Hillsdale Academy. That's a game that seems pretty close to this one. And then a 55-39 win over Petersburg Summerfield, who we saw that, and that they never felt like they were all the way in the game. Concord just looked like the better team out from the start, and that was kind of true today. Plucky Colon team, easy to see why they were still alive in the postseason, because they do a lot of things well, making it tough on you. They play you physical, and Williams is a legitimate scoring threat all the time. And he's a strong kid who bullies. I think he bullies smaller players, but Concord was able to stand up to that with being as physical, and Connor Stevens is as big a guy. So great job by Concord. They just had the right game plan. It felt like minute to minute, not even for the night. Like, I don't know what they came in here thinking they were going to do, but throughout the course of the game, they made the right plays, the right calls from the bench all the time.
Yeah, you were right about Williams not going to come in and bully Connor Stevens any. And when you're a Division IV team, you're lucky that sometimes maybe you have a good pair of guards or a good mm-hmm. big or something. But, you know, we talk about Connor Stevens and Jet Smith as well. We should. Very talented players, 1,000-point-plus scorers. But their role guys, again, especially on the defensive end, mm-hmm. I don't even call them role players. They're just really good defensive basketball players. Brady Garrett, Daryl Dean, both on the defensive and offensive end, but he made big plays. The one big play was he came swooping in from the weak side and got a steal when I think it was a tie game, and that started kind of their last 8-0 run there. But and little Steven Zach, baby Steven Zach Stevens, they have good guys all across the board.
Yeah, and you know we got one, maybe two more games for Concord to play, so it's not as though everything's settled here, but it just kind of like a season recap. We're looking to the future, and Dean Jr. next year is going to be a guy who we're talking about the kind of points that he puts up, and being kind of a third option, he's tremendous as a third scoring option. And then you start going, well, gosh, Garrett didn't get a point till the last trip to the free throw line at the end of the game, and he went there with ice water in his veins. They always, like I said earlier in the game, they just look like they always know what's going to happen and it's going to go their way. The confidence for Concord is sky high, and it should be.
I like a player like Garrett who just kind of knows what he's supposed to do, and he doesn't seem to, he looks like a winner to me. I don't think he cares that he scored 2 points or 10 points or 0 points. He plays winning basketball out there.
Throws
good
a pretty good backdoor lob pass.
He does throw those. The best backdoor lobber in Jackson.
Okay, so they'll play the winner of a game going on tonight, Onekama and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, the potential opponents for Concord on Thursday. So let's get the numbers, Brian.
All right, well, for Colon, we had Quincy Blair with 13. Dylan Smith had 2. Brennan Morrell with 11, and Dalton Williams leading the way with 15.
All right, how about for the Yellow Jackets?
For the Yellow Jackets, we had Connor Stevens with 12, Brady Garrett, 2 big free throws, Daryl Dean Jr. with 14, Zach Stevens with 2, and leading the way today, Jet Smith with 20.
Yeah, wow, big game, Jet Smith, as usual, quietly to 20 points. You know, he just gets them through the course of the game. Sometimes he, you know, he's a guy who give you 35, and that always stands out, but to just go through the course of the game and not, you know, not be high-volume shooter, not be just getting stuff through, you know, what feels like it comes through the offense and ended up with 20, that's how you know you're a good scorer.
It's funny because we've been doing following the Western ladies, and we've kind of gone back and forth with player of the game between Aubrey Allen and Rhea Hitt. Yeah. This has that feel to me of, I mean, do you go Connor Stevens, do you go Jet Smith?
You know,
and not that the others haven't played well.
I feel like I'm going to swerve you and go Dean Jr.
Yeah, hey.
14 points, great individual defensive play, and again, being that kind of other option on defense and offense is just, I think he had the best game of the three tonight in moments. They all were good, like you said. It could be any of them on almost any given night. I'm going to go with Dean Jr. on this one.
I don't mind it, Steve.
Yeah.
He played a whale of a game.
Yeah, so just a really fun game. We're back in action tomorrow night. Out at Tecumseh again, Western and Tecumseh is the matchup in girls' hoops. They'll try to get into the quarterfinal. Then we'll be with Concord on Thursday night. Also tomorrow, Concord ladies still active.
Yeah.
Concord has a chance to send two teams to the Breslin Center this year, and I think they got a better than average chance. I think they'll go into that game tomorrow as a favorite, and I look forward to seeing Concord potentially playing in a quarterfinal and maybe a semifinal. Who knows?
I'd like to know the last time somebody, a school's done that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's happened when I just wasn't aware.
Maybe it hasn't been that long, like 3 days or something.
Yeah, it could be, but I don't recall one, but I'm sure it's happened.
I thought we did maybe have a chance to depose Matt Lehman while he was here, but I think we're going to run out of time here. We'll let, oh, there he is, Matt. Matt Lehman here with us. And he's the athletic director and historian at Concord. How long have you been at Concord now, Matt?
33 years.
33.
You're old, Matt.
Put that right up a little higher. There you go.
Yeah, 33 years. I was almost as long as Brian was at Michigan Center.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously.
Last time the Concord boys went to the Breslin, ever?
I said they're in the 1986, yeah. And it was
the Love Boys.
It was Jenison Fieldhouse.
Oh, yeah, see?
So it wasn't even the Breslin.
It was the Breslin.
Breslin wasn't even there.
All right.
Yep.
And we know the girls just last year were there.
Yes.
We went for that game. And
yep.
You think they're favorite tomorrow night?
Well, yeah, on paper. But you got to play the game.
Right,
you know what I mean?
You got to play the game. That's what I'm asking.
You know, you don't look past anybody this time of the year. So
not at all. They got to play well. But
so is Concord just going to rent a couple hotels for a couple nights and watch boys and girls?
Yeah, that would be all right. Yeah, plan our tents up there.
Yeah, I would say they'll get you clear out a couple of dorm floors for you.
I said I'm glad you guys are purple because I'm not. If you're green, I'd have a hard time rooting for a green team up there.
I know. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
Matt
right.
Says likewise, I'm sure, yeah.
I want to get my Gilville T-shirt, though. I like that.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. All right.
What size are you? Medium?
I want to say extra large on air.
Medium?
The 30 years plus at center.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Lunch lady speed me well there.
I get it.
So. Caramel corn out there.
You guys do a great job, man. Really appreciate
you
guys.
Thanks, man. We're glad.
Congratulations to you, too, as both athletic director and father.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your daughter's dynamite.
Last night was probably the best game we played in a while.
Yeah.
Especially second half of the year. We were really – the girls played really solid last night. So.
Great. Well, it's a good time to be playing your best ball.
It sure is.
Good luck to Concord and in both girls and boys, and we'll be there on Thursday to root you on and
thanks, fellas.
Bring the action. Thanks,
Matt
Lehman. All right, so for the professor, Brian Haynes, Luke Moorhead, our executive producer back in the studio, we're in action again tomorrow night. I believe it's a 7 o'clock tip, but they've changed times on us about 3 times, I feel like, in the postseason. So for now, we'll plan on 6:45 at Tecumseh. And we'll bring you the action from there tomorrow night. But congrats to the Concord Yellow Jackets and the community on the 49-41 win, our player of the game tonight. Darryl Jean Jr. with 14 points. And we don't have the boards and everything, but he was a good rebound, good defensively, had a big steal late in the game that I think probably, you know, put Concord on a good track to go ahead and salt this one away at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Thank you to our sponsors. We'll hear from some more of them coming up, but how about Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, Wilby Transit Mix, Grimes Plumbing, Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment, Lomar Machine and Tool, Northwest Community Schools, East Jackson Community Schools, look east. IST Industrial Steel Treating, I might have said them twice, but we're glad to have them on board with all of our sponsors. We'll wrap it up from here at Portage Northern in the Igloo, where Concord wins 49-41 over Colon on WKHM and online at WKHM.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.